Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. The zakat issue for today is, when you give zakat to someone, how much zakat can you give to someone? So let's just say somebody's got 10,000 pounds of zakat to give. Can they go and give that to one single individual? So we have some laws in there. Firstly, I'd like to mention that if somebody does give a single individual a huge amount, the zakat would be dispensed, but it would be makruh. Generally, it would be makruh and undesirable and reprehensible to do this if whoever you're giving it to, the recipient, the poor person, right, if he now becomes the owner of an nisab. So now let me explain that. If somebody has got a large family or a few members of the family and you want to give them, and today you want to give them maybe £1,000, based on the silver nisab, which we've discussed elsewhere, the silver nisab is around 250 pounds or so. That means you're giving him four times that amount. Now, generally what they say, this is one way to look at it, what they say is that if he's got a big enough family and they're all in need, right? So he's got several children. And if you were to take that £1,000 and you were to divide that among the family members, the wife, the children, then they would actually all end up with less than a nisab each. Then that would be fine, because you would expect that they would need this kind of money or funds to be able to spend in the next month or two. All right? So that's one way. Number two, if the person is in need and he's also in debt. So let's just say that he has a debt of £10,000. You give him zakat of £10,000, that would be completely fine. There'd be no undesirability in there, because you're giving the money so that he can pay off his debt, and he would not retain a nisab. His assets, if you basically take his net assets and his liabilities, he would not have a nisab left. So if a person is in debt, you can actually give them more as well. So that's two things. Now, today people are going to be saying, if I give £250 to somebody, approximately whatever the nisab of silver is today, £250, £300, $500, whatever it is, if I give that much, that's going to be, for some people, that's half a month's rent. Or for some people, it's 1 month's rent, which in 2 days is going to spend. So that's just going to go in the rent. What about for everything else? So I think in cases like this, we have some leeway that we could probably go by the gold nisab, right? Which would be more in the few thousands, 2,000, 3,000, 4,000. And until you don't go beyond there, we could, for these particular circumstances, maybe we could use that benchmark and say that, okay, as long as you don't give too much. But the spirit of this, you should understand that you want to try to help more people rather than just lump it all on one person, so that they become, in Sharia terms, wealthy now, right? Of course, if they're going to need some money for the next 3-4 months, they have no other income, they've lost their job, they don't expect to get it, right? Then maybe, you know, the karaha could be offset, the undesirability could be offset if you gave them, you know, £1,000 or £2,000, if you still want to go with the silver nisab threshold and you don't want to go with the gold. But either way, I think otherwise you can give them slowly. The best way would be that if you want to go with the gold nisab, you give them £250 right now. If they've got no debt or whatever and they're just going to need it for the next 2 weeks, then you give it them again. But sometimes that creates more logistics logistical nightmare sometimes, that you have to keep remembering to give them. So that's why if it's for 1 or 2 months that they're going to need it and there's certain bills that they're going to have to pay, maybe we can just look at the gold nisab for that instead. So inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to dispense our zakat carefully and properly and accept it from us.